This what make your whole on, cause I know that. Yeah. This what make you go through. Not go around, but go through. Because I have somebody know how to protect me. Bless his holy name. Yeah. Bless his holy name. Yeah. Glory to his holy name. Thank God for Jesus. Gracious Father, we thank you for everything. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for your church. Thank you for this gathering. Bless every soul present. Let every soul receive a blessing. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit. Bless those out in the radio land. Let every soul receive a blessing. And you know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and depending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say and clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and the praise. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church say amen. To our preachers and pastors and to the deacons and to all of God's children, it's just good to be a part of the kingdom of God. Part of the kingdom of God. In a time of trouble, my series is at that time, the other side of salvation. You're going to need some protection. You're going to need some help. We got some good security. All right, man. All right. Men's round here. Yes, sir. All right. We got a good team of men. All right, man. Who own the security team. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But you gonna need somebody more than them. We thank God for them, but they won't work in this. Here. Ain't that right, y'all? See, you got to go beyond here if you want to go through. The other side of salvation, you need some help. Need some help. I know you got all kind of pistols, they won't do. You need some help beyond guns. What the devil care about a gun ain't nothing. You got to have a spiritual gun. And that spiritual gun is the word of God. And you're going to need this. If you're going to follow Jesus. The other side of salvation, number 7. The other side of salvation, number 7. Luke 9:22. Saying, the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and chief priests and stripes and be slain. And be raised the third day. Boy, 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 there's something. Gonna put me in the grave. And I already done told you I'm gonna get up. The third day. That's something. Who don't want to serve a God can die when he wanna and stay dead long as he wanna and get up when he feel like it? I'm glad I'm serving the right kind of God. That's his holy name. No wonder he said before Abraham was, I am. Then that 23rd verse said, and he said to them all. Everybody say all. Tell your neighbor, he's talking about you. And he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. It's a daily cross. You don't pick out your cross. You don't pick out your trials and you don't get a book and say, walk of what you want to go through with. You just got to be ready. God picked them out himself. But look what he said. I don't put no more on you than you can bear. Have you ever went through stuff you thought you wasn't going to go through with it? But God said, I know you can what? Bear it. Yeah, I know you can do it. I know by yourself you can't.
That's right.
But with me, all things are possible. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me.
You're right, Pastor. You're right.
He told him who's going to give him hell, and then he looked around at his boys.
Go ahead.
What kind of hell he gonna catch?
Yeah, all right.
And then looked at his boys and said, "Now, if any man, I don't care who you are, if any man, you can't pat God on the back, Jesus on the back, and stay next to him and thank God ain't gonna let you go through with nothing. Yeah, he favor me, ain't got to go through with it. If you gonna follow him, you got to go through with it. If any man will come after me." He got to get rid of himself. Forget about who he is, where he comes from. And take up his cross daily. And follow me. The other side of salvation. Number 7. It's a strange salvation. It's very strange. We don't fully understand all of it. But our job is to please our master. And my brothers and sisters, no Christian wants to go on the other side of salvation. No Christian. We try to dodge it all we can. We try to dodge the cross side, the suffering side. The other side is the cross. That's the suffering side. That's the side that you go through hell if you're going to follow Jesus. Folks got to hear it. They need to know this. Yeah, you need to know this. You feel like too much cough, I love the law. He heard my cry. You're going to catch some hell following him.
Yes, sir.
We just got to know this. When you don't know it, you'll walk off and leave the law. A lot of folks done left churches because somebody in there gave them hell.
Well,
you might as well say amen. I told you once before, I'm going on yonder to the Hulu church. Well, the devil over there too. He know where you are. He got a demon assigned with you. And he know time you hurt your little feelings, you going somewhere else. You ain't gonna never stay nowhere. I had a preacher here Bless the Lord. He's not here now. And he come to me. Say, Rabbi, I got me another job. Okay, all right. Okay, brother, got you another job. Told him what happened. Come back about 3 weeks later, a month. Rabbi, I got me another job. I said, come here, let me talk to you. I'm not lying. I won't tell your lies. Say, my, come here. I got to talk to you. I said, now, you got to stay somewhere.
All right.
Call somebody. Hurt your little feelings. See, the devil know your weakness. And he going to deal with your weakness. You don't want to take nothing. You got to learn how to take something. You got to stay somewhere. You got to take care of your family. Yeah, you can't outrun the devil that way. You got to stand and face the devil. Yeah. So nobody wants to go on the other side of salvation. And my brothers and sisters, hell was previewed for us in the cross of Christ. The cross is how the world feel or how the world care about Jesus. Y'all got that? I said it. World, the cross is how the world hate Jesus Christ. That's what they call it. How I hate Jesus. Let Barabbas go, but crucify Jesus. We'd rather have Barabbas than to have Jesus. Crucify Jesus. This way the world feel about Jesus is the cross. They hate it. They'd rather have a criminal than to have God himself. They'd rather have confusion than to have peace. They'd rather have evil than to have good. This way the world feel about the church right now.
Amen.
The cross let us know how the world system, worldly folks, pleasure-like living folks, they don't care nothing about Jesus Christ. Kill him.
That's right.
Because he got up. Well, let me have it. Well, give me half now. I'm trying to preach. See, but because he got up, I'm going to get up. Why, Reverend Walker? Because I'm in him. When he get up, I'm already up because I'm in him. Lord have mercy. A devil can't hold you down. You know some stuff he don't know. If they couldn't hold Jesus, they can't hold you. That song y'all was singing, we got to put it in practice, ain't that right, y'all? Hey, because sometimes, you know, you people have the prettiest voice in the world, and somebody don't like you.
Mama.
And says something about that. I'm getting out of the choir. You better keep yourself where you are.
All right.
Got to take some. Yeah. So the cross is how the world care about Jesus. Rather have a criminal than to have God himself. If you want to know what hell is like, just look at the cross. Christine already told me to take my time. She's speaking for all of you. Yeah. If you want to know how hell is like, just look at the cross. What was on the cross? Suffering and pain. Suffering and pain.
called hell. Well, you got the key. When the devil thinks he got you, I said, why is God to give you the key? Have you ever thought about how the devil fights you sometime on your job and you end up to be their boss lady, a boss man? Give you the key. You trying to get rid of me, now I got the key. That's his holy name. That the world, listen at this. The world will nail you to her cross for doing holy work for Christ's sake. I said the world will. They'll nail you to the cross for doing holy work. Good work. The world love her own, but hate the things of God. So this is the other side of salvation. And my brothers and sisters, the weight of our sin pressed upon Jesus because he was doing heavenly work to please his Father. The world hates heavenly work because, number one, it's holy. Number two, it's righteous. Number three, it's truth. And the world can't do nothing with holiness, righteousness, and truth. Hey, that's his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, the other side of salvation is dark. Lord have mercy. I said dark. It's evil. Dark and evil. That means it got what? Dark. I don't got God to heal. It's got what? Dark. God Almighty. Because sin make it what? Dark. He had your sin and my sin on his shoulder. That was made it dark. And God don't agree with nobody in sin. You can't battle with God and walk every day in sin. And think you talking to God. You're not talking to God. You're talking to a God, but not the God. Oh boy. This is good preaching now. You can ignore it all you want, but it's still there. He ain't gonna walk with you every day in your sin. Cause your sin is dog. My sin is what? Dog. And it's evil. Take God too lightly. We take what he said too lightly. Jesus, what Jesus really want, Reverend Walker? He want the real saints. Look at your neighbor and say, are you a real saint? He want the real saints not to be surprised, not disheartened if the world hates you. We surprised. Right. Have you ever talked to your friend or somebody you know? I'm so surprised. I ain't know she'll treat me like that. Have y'all ever heard that saying? I know he'll do me like that. Some folks, I'm talking about in church. Some folks in church will buddy with you and go with your wife at the same time. Go with your husband at the same time. I didn't know she'd treat me like that. I don't want you to be surprised.
Go ahead, Reverend.
You got to know this. I know what to do. What to do? It's gonna happen. If you don't know what to do, you may kill yourself. But since he done told me, well, what I love about the law, he ain't got no fine prints. Yeah, ain't no fine print.
All right.
You don't have to go to the lawyer to explain this to me. It's plain as day. If any man come after me,
Let him get rid of himself and take up his cross and get ready to follow me and catch some hell.
All right. All right.
This thing is real. This thing ain't nothing to play with. I say it's real. Real. Take you something to play with, but ain't nothing to play with. The world hates you. If you've been born again, the world hates you. That means we don't buddy with the world. We're in the world, but not of the world. The world, if you've been born again, the world can't stand you. Yeah. And so many folks in church never been born again. I'm going to say it again. So many in local church never been born again. That's his holy name. The world just hate the name. Why get a happy thing about that? They just hate his name. They hate his name. What a name can do to somebody. What?
All right. All right.
Hate his name. They can't stand his name. One thing is sharper than the inner two-edged sword. It cut both ways. You can't twist around. It'll get you somewhere. Just hate his name. They can't stand his name. There's somebody looking at me right now. Right now. If God, he don't somebody know. If he come here, I believe he'll say amen. Come. Somebody looking at me right now. Hate the name of Jesus. Hate his name. He the one wake you up every morning. He the one starts you on your way. He the one feeds you when you're hungry. He the one got your eyes to see, your mouth to talk, your ears to hear, your feet to walk. Why you hate the name?
Good question, my man.
Well, come on, Pastor.
My man.
Listen to Paul. Paul didn't hate Jesus, but he just didn't have no use for him. What shall I do with Jesus? He had a big old Jesus and didn't know what to
do with him.
What am I going to do with him? Just like a lot of folks right now. Some of them don't hate Jesus, just don't have no use for him. Listen to this. I heard he'll be a doctor in a sick room. I'm well. I don't need it. I heard he'll feed you when you're hungry. I got food to give away. I don't need it. I don't really hate it, but I just don't what? Need it. I heard he'll put a castle over your head. I don't need him. I got a castle.
All right, Pastor.
I heard he'll put money in your pocket, but I don't need him. I got gold. What I need with him. But one day you gonna need him. Never forget he let it rain on the unjust as well as the just. Just like you wake up the Christian, he wake up you. He give the Christian a job, he give you a job. Take care of your folk, or he take care of your folk. But one day, when the doctor walk away from you, you gonna need Jesus. One day you gonna die. You gonna need Jesus.
You're right.
folks just won't have no use for him. But I declare you don't need him. You know, one time I was crazy. I'm so glad. I said, I know what I got this for without Jesus.
Mama.
It was never my sin. God just took care of my crazy sin.
All right. All right.
I'm going to use that little crazy joker. I'm going to take Ken, but he don't understand.
Uh-huh.
But it's hallelujah. That's me not shouts.
All
right. That's me I'm glad I'm saved.
Right.
That's me I'm glad I've been born again. I know who saved me. You see me shout, I ain't shouting for nothing, I ain't boasting about it. I'm so glad he done saved me. I was on my way to hell. They hate his name. And if you follow Jesus, I ain't joking. We got to preach this stuff, then. There'll be so many so surprised and disheartened because nobody preaching well for nothing. You've got to hear about it. There's so much of this stuff in the Bible you don't know. Everybody reads it, always suffering about it. All the way through the Bible. It started in Genesis. Cain killed his brother Abel because he was jealous.
That's right, Pastor.
God accept Abe back as a sacrifice, but not Cain. He got what? Jealous. And killed his own brother. It started way back yonder. Hate, love, and jump on righteousness.
Yeah, all right.
Evil, love, and jump on good. Good don't bother nobody. Righteous doesn't bother nobody, but hate always messing with good.
Go ahead. Illustrate it.
But watch this now. Hallelujah. I don't care how you do good.
Yeah.
I don't care how you treat righteous.
Yeah.
You can step on it. You can ground it if you want to.
Right.
But one day,
yeah.
You can put it all down in the ground. Good gonna get up. And walk right back up here like I'm walking right now.
All right.
You can't destroy good. You can't destroy righteousness because God is righteous.
God is righteous. You're right there.
Bless his holy name. The world hate God. The world hate Jesus. They got a Jesus problem. Paul ain't got God problem. It's a Jesus problem. Get your Bible, Paul. Read John 7:7. Got a few scriptures. Let the Bible talk for itself. Because some of y'all looking at me funny. It's all through the Bible. Listen at the Bible. Listen at the Word of God. Take it like you want it. If you want, that's your business. But I declare, if you've been born again, the world hates you. And we're trying to get buddies with the world, keeping the world jumping on us. Chicken. God, tired of chicken Christian.
All right.
That's me, a rooster crow. Called Peter denied Christ. Got scared.
That's right, Pastor. That's right. All right, Pastor.
Read that, Paul.
The world.
Listen.
Cannot hate you.
Listen.
But me, it hated.
God Almighty.
Because I testify of it that the works thereof are evil.
Jesus talking, right? Well, do you believe it?
Amen.
That really got stripped away. You can see it said, Reverend Walker said that Jesus said it.
Amen.
The world cannot hate you. But me is hated because I testify of it that it what the what there are what? In other words, watch this. In other words, I accuse the world of being evil and wicked. I've done that. Now jump on me. That big time talk there, boy.
All right.
Yeah. See, the world cannot hate you because you're in the world. You're part of the world. But I come from another world. And when I come from another world, when you put me in the world side by side, you're going to see evil.
All right, all right, all right, all right.
But if you stand by the world, evil just looking at evil. But when heaven stand by the world, you'll see evil and unrighteousness.
All right, all right.
Oh, boy. Come here, come here. Come, watch this. Yes, watch this. Now. I got a robe on. He doesn't have that one. Let me be evil. And let him be righteous. Now, number one, we don't get along. That's number one. Now, I got my robe on, you know. I am run up on righteous yet. I think I'm all right. Yeah. I think I'm fine.
All right.
Glory to God. You know, sometimes folks brag on you. See, don't let folks mess you up sometimes. Y'all think you're just fine, you know. You think you're all right. You know, got to lift it up in pride.
Well,
self-righteous.
Right,
thank you, Ben, everybody.
Yes,
but nobody got close to righteous. Like night and day. When you stand by Jesus, you'll see yourself. Long as I stand by Foster, it's all right. Because we're the same. But when I stand by Jesus,
all right.
I can see myself. That means he called himself the light of the world. The world is dark spiritually. I can't see the roaches on me because I'm in the dark.
Yeah.
They're everywhere, but I can't see them. I think I'm all right. But when I get in the light of heaven, look at him. And I hate him because I see myself. I don't want to see myself. A lot of folks in church never want to see themselves. You need to read the Bible. You'll see yourself. Have you ever went, you know, you're supposed to spray now, but, you know, everybody has roaches if you don't spray. Okay, I'm in a new house and you buy. Roaches are going to find how to get in there. Have you ever been in the house and, you know, the lights all on? You know, you don't see a roach. You may see one or something, but when you get up 2 o'clock in the morning or 12 o'clock in the morning, you see, cut the light on. There you go. When you stand next to Jesus, you see roaches crawling all over you. They hate me for it, Jesus said. Because I accuse them to be evil. To be unrighteous. God Almighty. Testify. I accuse them. They hate me for that. Because I showed them up. They got mad with me. Look, sometimes folks come to you, everybody told them lies. You tell them the truth. And yeah, there you go. You see, there you go. They don't want to hear no truth. Have y'all ever messed about like that?
went by five folks, all of them told him lies. Just what he want to hear. Now he got somebody who won't tell him the truth. Well, yeah, the others don't talk like that. No, you don't want no truth.
Yeah. Bless his holy name. Christine said, take your time.
Brother Will, I just preached for a few moments. I stopped when I got time to stop. Now, you ain't got to get scared. I'm going to stop in a few minutes. I have a certain, it's a certain time I preach. You know. Look at John 15. 18 through the 21st verse. Lord Almighty. Want my folks to know this stuff. Being surprised of folks hating you and all that. You need to know this stuff. My job to tell you about it. Read it, Paul.
If the world hate you,
listen to this.
Ye know that it hated me before it hated you.
God Almighty. No, yeah, there you go now. There where I won't get it. He got it right now. Okay. So, listen, if the world hates you. Listen, y'all take, look at, everybody look at that. Look at the stream there. You got your Bible, you can mark. But look what that Bible saying. Now this is Jesus talking. He said, if the world hates you, you know. You ain't got to go home and look up no. I'm going to look it up in the Greek. You can look up in the Hebrews and everything else. You know. That it hated me before it hated you.
Mama.
It's all through the Bible. And we don't preach about it.
Amen. You're right.
Stop reading folks. Christian kings hating nothing. They ruined time and the devil said, boo.
You're right.
Read next way, Paul.
If ye were of the world,
listen,
the world would love his own.
God Almighty.
But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world,
yeah.
Therefore the world hated you.
Y'all see that now? Oh, how much? If ye were of the world. God, I'm going to see, one time we was all.
Amen.
That's right.
But we got converted.
Amen.
The old country folk, I've been born again. The old country folks are where I used to go. They don't talk like that no more. When these folks call themselves getting saved now, they say, where I used to go, I still go. What I used to say, I still say. You cuss me out, I cuss you back out. The world loved his own. Stop that, man. The world loved his own. Worldly folk love their own. They'll stomp you for worldly celebrities. But trouble me, the church. Because if a celebrity die or something happen to a celebrity, you act just like the world. One of the biggest rock and roll stars can walk in here right now. Representing the world. They not representing Christ. I said, you know they represent the world. Many of them almost will bow to him. Ain't that right, Life? Yeah, you're right, Walker. Contribute nothing to the kingdom of God.
That's right,
Pastor. Hey, old sister, been in church all
wife, the child, and done all that. No, she's been born again. And you want her to get her a seat as she walk in church.
All right.
The world love her own. They stick together. We ought to be like the world. We ought to stick what? Together. Watch this. Watch this. Well, you got to go home with this stuff. Watch this now. Look like we have family reunions. No. Watch this. Watch this now. We have family reunions. Everybody drinking. Everybody out there doing everything. Going gambling, everything else. And you in New York, you know, and way up, and you're not at home anyway. And they watching you well. If you don't watch yourself, you just doing the same thing they doing. Why watch now? Watch. Well, watch your unconverted family member. Look what, how they looking at you. You can talk about, glory to God, hallelujah. But when you're not there, but now when you call them and say, y'all ought to cut that out. Cut it out. You ain't stop doing what you're doing yet. Watch this. See, you ought to make a stand. You got to watch the devil. The devil almost forced you to drink some liquor. They know you don't drink. They know you've been born again. Everybody around there drinking in your family union. If you don't drink, then they almost pour it on you. Well, you can smell like it. They want a way out. Don't give them no way out. Stand up and be a light for Jesus. Let them get mad with you. I got some stuff to back me up. I ain't gonna get to the day, but I let you know that family members will mess you up.
Go ahead. You right?
You've been alcoholic 15 years and been to the treehouse and everywhere else house, and now you got better and got saved now, and now you started drinking again. Let them get mad with you. Told my family, we've had family for years. I said, wait a minute, I ain't going to have no balling. I ain't paying no money for no band. I ain't buying no liquor. No. Oh, you have it by yourself. Go have it. I ain't trying to stop y'all, but I ain't going to put no money in it. But no, we scared this thing. And then somebody watched those devil come, y'all not do it like that. Oh, see, that's what happened to us. We too chicken. Right. How are you going to be a light and give it in to the devil? Somebody got to stand up for Jesus. Yeah. The other side of the salvation is making a stand. Your world love is on. And they'll do anything. They know you don't drink. They know you. Get you back out there. They'll almost pour it on you. And one day, when you make that stand, maybe a few years or a few months, somebody get converted. You're the first one they're going to. And then get to tell you, you remember the time, blah, 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 we was at the family reunion. I'm watching you. You help me. You didn't even do what we did. Thank you. We God witnesses. Yeah. You want us to, but because ye are not of the world.
Mm-hmm.
I have chosen. No, I get happy thinking about that. I have chosen you out of the world.
Mama.
Therefore, the world hates you. Well, so why don't we get happy now? Before the foundation, that's what Ephesians said.
But before the foundation of the world, I chose you. I called you. Before the foundation, before you were put in your mother's womb, before your mother came here, I already picked you out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
God ain't wondering who gonna be saved. He already got the book of life. And when you begin to get, when you get saved and look back where God done brought you. Let me say this. Let me say this. With my crazy self. I said with my crazy self. He picked me out.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
I could have been a Judas,
yes,
but he picked me out.
Yes.
Could have been a Pharisee,
yes,
but he picked me out.
Yes.
Could have been a John the Bear,
yes,
but he picked me out.
Yes. Yes. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Chose me.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
I chose you out of the world.
Yeah.
Not to go back and do what you used to do in the world.
Yeah.
That means I chose you.
Yeah. Go ahead, Pastor.
I know I'm not the only one thinking like that. Now, you know how you were.
Yes, sir.
I don't care what they bring up. They'll tell you now, you ain't saw me in 15 years. Well, you know, I remember how you were. You're right.
Yes.
You just the righter you can be. I was a horse. You're right. But your past. Let them bring your past.
Yes.
But look at me now.
Yes.
in my life. And that right, Lynn, I bet you can sing that song, didn't you? Yeah, he don't. Listen, Paul. Listen to that thing. No, listen, Paul. Listen. He don't chose me.
Yes, sir.
Out of the world, man.
Yes, sir.
Watch it now. Watch it now. Watch it. That boy, I like to demonstrate to him.
Yes.
Now, I'm Jesus now. I chose you. Come in. I chose you.
Uh-huh.
You're in the world over there. Come over here. Now, I chose you. Yeah. Now, watch this now. Yeah. What I'm choosing him for? To go do the same thing he already did. Think now, think. I chose him from coming over. Now I got him on my side.
All right.
He got to work with me now.
All right.
Watch this, watch this. Over there, he was working for the enemy.
Yeah.
Over there is my enemy.
Yeah.
I got him out the clutch of the devil hand.
Yes.
He was on his way to hell. Now I got him with me. Now go back over there. Now, if you go back, what good he is to me. What good he is to the kingdom of God. He hurting people. Got to be a phony. Got to be religious. Got to be a Pharisee. Just religious, but don't know the law. Now, don't left the law. Doing everything in the world, but just come to church now.
Mama.
Jesus ain't come down here for nothing. He got power to keep you if you want to be kept.
Yes,
sir. Read next, baseball.
Remember.
Remember.
The word that I said unto you.
Listen to this.
The servant is not greater than his Lord.
God Almighty.
If they have persecuted me.
Listen.
They will also persecute you.
Yeah.
If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also.
Y'all see that now? Remember. Jesus talking to y'all. It's his kingdom. Remember, he said, the word that I said unto you, the servant. You can say slave, really.
All right.
The slave is not greater than his Lord.
All right.
No. If they have persecuted me, y'all saw how they done me. They will also persecute you.
Mama.
If they have kept my saying, they will keep your saying. When you got a pastor, he's telling you the truth like the Bible, and you ain't keeping his saying, you've never been born again. Well, the small clap that time, wasn't it? That's what he put a pastor here for.
That's
true. I just don't like it. Well, that's your problem. You got a problem.
All right.
I don't have one. That's what you got. I bet you, if you don't ain't got confidence in a pastor, go somewhere.
All right.
You don't hang around a church and mad with the pastor. He the one got to feed your soul. And if you ain't eating, you get skinny and skinnier. You get hateful and hateful.
All right. Go ahead, brother.
You're acting like a Pharisee. Ooh. Religious. That's all.
Mama.
Pastor feeds your soul. You don't hear what the pastor said. He got it from Jesus. Or you hear, well, something wrong with you. You got a problem. Read next way, Paul. My time about up.
But all.
Listen.
These things will they do unto you.
God Almighty.
For my name's sake.
Yeah.
Because they know not him that sent me.
Lord have mercy. Y'all got that, don't you? See, now. But all these things will they do unto you.
Mm-hmm.
Not for Walker's sake.
No, sir.
Not for Will's sake. Not for Van's sake, McGee's sake. But for what my sake? My name. My name ain't hidden on nothing. Mikhail's name ain't hidden on nothing.
But log number 0932.
Bless his holy name. All these things they're going to do to you. And we don't even preach this stuff. We don't even preach this.
All right. All right.
We deceiving the folks. And don't even realize that we can't take nothing.
Amen. Hey. Amen.
somebody love you. Tell, I got to be counseling folks sometimes. I said, baby, you can't make that sound love you. I said, brother, you can't make that sister love you. That's one thing, you can't make nobody love you. I said, you can buy a Mercedes Benz and still she don't care nothing about you. She'll stay there, but she don't care nothing about you. You can't make nobody love you. It got to come from God. That love got to come from heaven.
Mama.
For my name's sake, boy, boy, boy. Because they know not him that sent me. They don't know the Father. They be praying to the Father, but the Father don't even hear them. Don't even know him. Don't even know it.
That's right.
They holler at Jesus, but I don't hear you because my Father don't hear you. Oh, Father. Oh, some folks pray like that. You know. Hey, Father. Hey, Father. Hey, y'all, can I sing like this? Oh, Father. He's still eating his dinner. Oh, you know my heart. Oh, that Father. They don't know him. They don't know him. The Pharisees didn't know the Father. You got to know him. You got to know him. When you know him.
Yeah. All right.
Everything will be all right.
You're right.
To get my point, you got to know. Mama can't know him for you. Daddy can't know him for you. I know your oldest sister crazy about you, but she can't know him for you. Those folks at every top got to sit on his own bottom. Yes, sir. One Sunday evening, he saved my life. I know the Lord. Do you know the Lord? Rough. Hang in there. He ain't gonna put no more in it than you can bear. Just don't give in and don't give up. Stand up for Jesus. He'll fight your battle. God knows he'll fight your battle. Let us all stand. It's time. Let us all stand. Let us all stand. Someone lost some. We have some keys. Somebody have lost. Paul Mama has them. Bless them. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. He in the saving business. I say he in the saving. I say he in the saving business. I say he in the saving business. What he come here for?
To save, to change people's lives, change people's attitude, change people's mind. That's what he come for. Anybody need a man's personal savior? He got it fixed where it's so simple. So simple.